Welcome to Ketchmack Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Each spring in Homer, something small but exciting returns to the waters of Ketchmack Bay. Around mid-May, puffins begin to arrive, marking a seasonal shift that many locals and visitors look forward to each year. Now, if you've seen photos of puffins before, you might be expecting a bird with a large, brightly colored, almost rainbow-looking beak. But when you spot one here, you might think, wait, is this really a puffin? That's because in Alaska, we have two different species, horned puffins and tuft puffins. Horned puffins have a sleek black and white appearance with a yellow-orange beak and a small, quote-unquote, horn above the eye. Tuft puffins, on the other hand, are a bit more dramatic, with dark bodies, bright red-orange beaks, and long pale yellow tufts that sweep back from their heads during breeding season. Even so, they still might not look quite like puffins in popular imagers. Puffins only have their boldest colors during breeding season. Outside of that window, their features become duller and less pronounced. So depending on when you see them, they might look surprisingly understated. Puffins come to Ketchmack Bay for a very important reason, breeding. From mid-May through August, they gather on offshore islands and rocky cliffs to nest and raise their young. Here in Ketchmack Bay, that means Gull Island, where both horned and tuft puffins can be seen nesting along the top of the cliffs. This island provides safety from predators and easy access to food for the puffins. Puffins spend much of their time and lives at sea, but during the summer months, they return to land to raise a single chick called a puffling. By June and July, activity is at its peak, with adults constantly flying back and forth, bringing small fish to feed their young. And when it comes to fishing, puffins are incredibly skilled. They use their wings to fly underwater, chasing fish like herring and sand lance. Even more impressively, they can hold multiple fish in their beaks at once, thanks to specialized structures on their tongues. It's not uncommon to see a puffin returning to its nest with a whole lineup of fish neatly stacked on its bill. By mid to late August, most puffins begin to leave the area, and by early September, many have headed back out to the open ocean, where they will spend the rest of their year. Puffins play an important role in the ecosystem here. As predators of small fish, they help maintain the balance in marine food webs. They are considered indicators of ocean health. Changes in puffin populations or behavior can signal shifts in fish availability or broader environmental changes, especially in a place like Alaska where ecosystems are rapidly changing. But beyond their ecological importance, puffins bring out a sense of seasonal rhythm to the Ketchmack Bay. Their arrival signals the beginning of a busy, vibrant summer full of life, movement, and a connection between land and sea. So, if you find yourself near the water this summer, keep an eye out. Whether you're watching from shore or heading out by boat, spotting a puffin, maybe with a beak full of fish, or diving beneath the waves, is one of those small moments that makes this place feel truly special. This is Livy Coleman, and this has been Ketchmack Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with nature of Ketchmack Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.